everybody. My name is Tara, and I brought with me C-3PO, or at least parts of him. And I was thinking that he belongs in a museum. If only there were some museum in Chicago. Perhaps on our lakefront, where he would feel at home. Anybody have any ideas for where he might end up?
The aquarium!
So, I really don't have much to say about him in particular, why he exists as an artifact. I thought maybe it was more interesting to talk about what he represents. So to me, he represents nostalgia. And do we have any Gen Xers in the audience here tonight?
Word.
Yeah.
He's dope.
So I, myself, would consider myself Gen X. My lovely wife tells me that the entry requirement into that club is that you need to have seen Star Wars when it was released in the theater.
Yeah.
And I said, well, does it count
you?
If I went with my daycare? Because we did multiple times. So I guess I just see him as a touchstone for people of my generation, of the millennials, and perhaps of whatever comes after them, because now he's going to see some sort of brand new series of fans that have different memories connected to them. Yeah.
Are you having trouble with your droid?
I just got one thing to say, and that is, let the Wookiee win.
I do have to ask a few questions about that object. Sorry, I don't usually do this, but he's missing an arm, two legs, and so is this the being carried on the back version of C-3PO?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, okay.
So you're in the club.
And where did you get this?
He was made.
He was made.
He was made for an event.
Okay, by you?
By me.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
It's the
so that answered a lot of
versions.
Questions. Thank you. It's just, I mean, we tried to like, oh, I did buy that store, clearly, so I just had to ask.
Thank you.
You're welcome.